知行如语。Listen and share.
Hello. Hello.
After a while, they decided nothing was to be feared. Maybe a few bugs or rats were living in the straw. So, they went back to their old routine. Every day, they would take it outside and bring it back in at night. Then, they even started treating him badly again. One night, Alfred noticed something that scared him.
It looks like Harold is growing. I was thinking the same, answered Thomas.
Maybe it's just our imagination. I think the elevation is getting to us.
The next morning, they saw Harold stand up and walk outside, climb onto the roof, and it stayed there all night. In the morning, it came down. He stood in the pasture.They got very scared and decided to flee. They took their cows and started heading back down for the valley. After going only a mile or so, they realized they had forgotten the milking stools. They knew they didn't have the money to replace them, so Alfred forced himself back to get them.
I'll catch up with you later. You just keep moving.
After walking for a while,Thomas looked back at the hut and did not see Alfred. What he did see, however, horrified him. He saw Harold on the roof of the hut, stretching out a bloody piece of flesh to dry in the sun.
过了没多久，他们觉得其实并没有什么好怕的。也许只是稻草里面有几只虫子或者老鼠而已。随后，他们又和以前一样了，白天把它拿出去，晚上拿回来，你还是那么粗暴地对待它。一天晚上，有件事把阿尔弗雷德吓坏了。
我觉得好像哈罗德长大了。
我也这么感觉，托马斯说。
也许只是我们的想象吧，但是我觉得他快和我们一样高了。
转天早晨，他们见哈洛德站起来走了出去，随后爬上屋顶，在那儿待了整整一夜。早上他又下来站在草地上，见到这一切，他们很害怕，决定离开这里，于是就赶着牛群往山谷外面走。走了大约一英里，他们发现吉乃用的凳子忘记拿了，阿尔弗雷德不得不回去取，因为他们没有钱买新的。
你先走，我一会儿去追你。
托马斯就继续往前走。过了一会儿，他回头看了看那间小屋，然而他并没有发现阿尔弗雷德。眼前的一幕让他惊恐万分。哈罗德站在房顶上，铺着血淋淋的一片肉，在太阳下晒着呢。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
After a while, they decided nothing was to be feared. Maybe a few bugs or rats were living in the straw. So, they went back to their old routine. 过了没多久，他们觉得其实并没有什么好怕的。也许只是稻草里面有几只虫子或者老鼠而已。随后，他们又和以前一样了。
Every day, they would take it outside and bring it back in at night. Then they even started treating him badly again.
白天把它拿出去，晚上拿回来，你还是那么粗暴地对待它。One night,
Alfred noticed something that scared him.
一天晚上，有件事把阿尔弗雷德吓坏了。
It looks like Harold is growing. I was thinking the same, answered Thomas.
Maybe it's just our imagination. I think the elevation is getting to us.
我觉得好像哈罗德长大了。
我也这么感觉，托马斯说。
也许只是我们的想象吧，但是我觉得他快和我们一样高了。
The next morning, they saw Harold stand up and walk outside, climb onto the roof, and he stayed there all night.
转天早晨，他们见哈罗德站起来走了出去，随后爬上屋顶，在那儿待了整整一夜。
In the morning, it came down. He stood in the pasture.
早上，他又下来站在草地上。
He got very scared and decided to flee.
见到这一切，他们很害怕，决定离开这里。
He took their cows and started heading back down for the valley.
于是就赶着牛群往山谷外面走。
After going only a mile or so, they realized they had forgotten milking stools.
走了大约一英里，他们发现挤奶用的凳子忘记拿了。
They knew they didn't have the money to replace them, so Alfred forced himself back to get them.
阿尔弗雷德不得不回去取，因为他们没有钱买新的。
I'll catch up with you later. You just keep moving.
你先走。我一会儿去追你。
After walking for a while, Thomas looked back at the hut and did not see Alfred.
托马斯就继续往前走。过了一会儿，他回头看了看那间小屋，然而他并没有发现阿尔弗雷德。
What he did see, however, horrified him.
眼前的一幕让他惊恐万分。
He saw Harold.On the roof of the hut, stretching out a bloody piece of flesh to dry in the sun.
哈罗德站在房顶上，铺着血淋淋的一片肉，在太阳下晒着呢。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
After a while,过了一会儿，表达这个意思还有很多短语。这里举几个例子
：in a while, in an instant, in a moment, a mile or so,
大约一英里。短语 or so 意思是大约，相当于 about。唯一的区别就是 or so 要放在被修饰的名词后面，而 about 一般都用在前面。
What he did see, however, horrified him.
这个句子中有两个地方是作者加强语气的。第一个是 what he did see, 作者没有写成 what he saw, 而是用了在动词前面加上了一个 do。这种 do something 的搭配方式是为了表示强调。其次是 however 的使用，用在了句子中两个动词的中间，起到了强调的作用。
Flash.
肉体，一般来说 flesh 用来统称哺乳动物或者人身上的肉，而 meat 则指的是家禽鱼之类的肉。此外还有一些词语专指某种动物的肉，比如 pork 猪肉， beef 牛肉， mutton 羊肉。
故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。